Once again, we are here with you all on another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael with
Tatiana.
Miss Parker. We are slowly working our way through the first month of 2025.
Yeah, about halfway gone. Yeah, a little over half.
And I will say, it's been fucking interesting. Unfortunately, it ain't been interesting in all the best ways.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
You know, our prayers still go out to the people affected by the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans. Our prayers go out to those who are affected by the wildfires in California.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we pray for the whole world, because, Lord, by the time you hear this episode,
The Purge.
The orange tyrant will be back being the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, not enough to do, apparently.
Yeah, and listen, folks, this is all in the first 20 days.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, absolutely.
20. We ain't even went 3 full weeks in this bitch.
Nope.
And I mean, it has been off the chain, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so as we digress and we move on to, you know, the topic for today. We
still, things that you can't control.
Yeah. You know what you can't control? You can control by coming by www.watch4thehook.com. Legacy Greater Than Me is out, people.
It is.
It is finally on the website. We appreciate you all for hanging in there with us.
And listening to us do weekly It's Coming updates, okay? It's coming. It's probably started to sound like some old schemers.
And with that being said, what we're going to talk about today goes hand in hand with the trials and tribulations we went through to get Legacy Greater Than Me going out. And so today we're going to talk about the dreamers and the doers.
Which one are you?
Of being in business.
Yeah, which one are you?
So me personally, I know a lot of people that talked about, and I'm going to start me a business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I start me a business, this is what I'm going to do. And mm-hmm. they had this whole spiel about the business they wanted to do. They dreamed of being business.
Right.
They never started one.
No, they didn't. It was just bumping their gun.
So that means they were dreamers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can make people only be a dreamer, Ms. Parker? What you think? What you think made people stay in the dreaming phase when it comes to entrepreneurship?
I mean, deciding if you're really ready to make that leap. You know, are you gonna kick into action? Are you scared?
Leap of faith, huh?
Yeah. A lot of people are scared.
Yeah.
So it's really fun, okay? Dreamers are almost like project management in the early phases, right? When you're managing a project in the early phase, in your head, you have what it looks like in your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your fantasy of how things are going to go. This is in your head.
All those grand ideas.
Yeah. In your head, you have everything lined out. In your head, everything works. In your head, everything is a flawless, seamless process. In your head.
So the dreamers are still in their head.
They're still in their head.
So they still
sleep.
They still have the ideas.
Yeah.
Nothing's come from the idea.
Nah, they ain't implementing nothing.
So they're the idea. So I guess what you're saying is the folks that are the doers with the implementation.
They did. They did.
I swear, I've heard that.
I think I have heard something somewhere about idea to implementation. I believe I have. Either I've heard about it or we've done it ourselves.
I've heard some smart individuals who are business owners who talked about from idea to implementation.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't put my finger on it. Yeah. I read it.
You heard that from us.
You
heard that from us. We experienced it. Exactly. We don't talk the talk. We walk the walk.
So we went from dreamers to being doers.
Right. Multiple times.
Took the words right
multiple
out of my
times.
Mouth. And so for the dreamers, when we think about it, and to me, I think that dreamers are the people who are afraid to fail.
They are. Those doers are looking failure down the, you know, down the barrel of the gun. They're going to fail. They're going to fail again. They're going to flop. And more than likely, they'll get up and try it again.
Yeah.
Or they'll just go back to dreaming.
Listen, we've said this multiple times. Most of the successful business people you see are on their third or fourth iteration.
Right, they are.
They ain't on dream number one.
No, no.
Some of them on dream number 87.
But you have to remember, if they even tried to go from a dreamer to a doer and they experienced failure or flopping, that dream turned into a nightmare.
Talked about that too.
Yeah. It turned into a nightmare. Then they went back into their dream state. They hit REM, right? REM sleep, right? Started dreaming. They woke up and then they started doing.
And when we think about when we listen to the aspect of the dreamers, you know, also we have the dreamers team. Also,
oh, we do.
At WWW. Now watch for the number four, the hook.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a dreamer that wants to wear a dreamer's t-shirt, you can come by the website and pick that up as well. When we look at the dreamers, I wonder who was the person that maybe helped kill that dream.
Mm. Did you help kill it yourself? Did you kill it yourself?
Or did you go to talk to somebody? Now, listen, we've always talked about this.
Yeah.
If you're a business-minded person and you want to go into business, you shouldn't be talking to people who are not like-minded.
No.
And we say that with all due respect, because if you are a dreamer and you are dreaming of this dream and dream on and dream away, and I'm going to this person who is not in the mindset of understanding business or have a business acumen, you're talking to the wrong person.
You are.
They really,
right. They're really not equipped with the tools and the resources to be able to like effectively contribute.
Because you can go to somebody and let's just think about this. I'm gonna use this for instance. What if a black clothing designer went to a person who didn't give a shit about fashion and said, man, look at these designs. Man, see how sleek and nice they are. You see how they stand
up. How colorful they are.
And the person or people they went to was like, it's okay.
Right. Mm.
What do you think would have been their next reaction?
The dreamer. So one of two things. They're going to get discouraged and they're going to wave the white flag, throw the towel in, or they're going to become irritated and pissed and become impulsive.
Oh.
So you can either go extreme left or extreme right. You're going to stop or you're going to go too fast.
Hopefully, if you do number three, which is part of what Ms. Parker even talked about, go find somebody else to talk to.
Go start again.
Yeah.
Find somebody else.
Yeah, find somebody else. Because we tell people all the time, becoming business owners, you have to halfway be crazy.
Yeah, you do.
Because you asking for smoke that most people don't want.
And a lot of times you're asking for smoke up front for free.
Listen. You are going to get a bunch of unsolicited opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have the mindset when you in that dreaming phase, take it all in, understand what you need to do with it next. Because just like this slogan I just heard the other day, your decision determines the direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So some people, like she said, you can go left, you can go right, you might have to go straight ahead.
You might
need to backpedal a little bit. But your decision on what you just got from whomever you expressed your dream,
is gonna make your
direction next,
right?
And that can be a positive or a negative.
Yeah. And it's gonna be impactful either way.
Oh yes, listen, it is going to have an effect regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are even afraid of having something affect them.
Yeah, because at that point, your boat's gonna be rocked. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You might not be ready for the turbulence. So, you see, I just went from land to air, right? Through the air.
Listen, your airplane is in the air and nobody... Well, we talked about this, too. We, in the airplane, ain't nobody at the cockpit.
Nope.
Somebody got to go get in the seat. Nope.
And if you start experiencing turbulence or you start to feel that your boat is rocking, 9 times out of 10, you did not prepare for that, right? Nobody prepares for all the potential negative.
It's hard to, because there are a million ways
for
something to do something.
Yeah. AI generates, you know, things based on predictability, and they can give you 101 scenarios in a matter of seconds.
Then you had the 102.
Right.
You had the 102.
Nobody could have told you that somebody was going to come back in and tell you to remove 2 or 3 more pieces and replace them.
Exactly.
After you done told somebody that y'all was done.
Well, somebody said, man, this is the greatest thing ever. Then you put it out and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. So if you're not prepared for it, like you don't want to deal with it. You really don't want to deal with it. It'll make you stop.
Yeah, like even us, being full transparent, real estate game, things have gotten harder as we progressed.
Child, yes.
And guess what? You know the one person that did not anticipate that not happening? Me. Because I was under the mindset already knowing. My wife has been with me for over 20-some years. Me and my wife have had the property for over 3. But me, myself, personally, the property that we are working on, I've lived in. And I explained to her, it's going to be some other hooks coming. He said, are you sure? I said, listen, when they get on the ground, ain't no telling what's under there. She was
like, we don't mean bodies either.
But I mean, we're talking about plumbing issues. Just be transparent.
We don't have cadavers
let me reiterate. We're talking about plumbing issues. So the property was built in the 60s. So in the 60s, the material that they use for pipes is totally different.
Totally different.
From the material they're using in 2024 and 2025. So guess what happened? It was a full gut
overhaul.
As old folks say, from the rooter to the tooth.
That was that boat being rocked, that turbulence on the plane, the plane flying, but ain't nobody in the cockpit.
That cuss word that you hear all the time. Damn. and in the world of real estate, when most time you hear the word damn, that means there's a dollar behind it.
Oh, I was about to say, damn equals dollar.
Yeah, damn ain't free. So you just said that's part. We went from dreamers to doers in a real estate game. And in that doer stage is a lot of headache.
It's a lot of damns.
Yeah. Dollars. Shit happens. Hooks. You just sitting up here looking crazy.
Yeah.
And all you can do is say, so what do we do next?
Right. And so what happens is, like, there's this old, like, diagram where it's a person climbing up a hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, think of it like, what is it, Price is Right Plinko?
Oh, the little thing that it just bounces.
Yeah, but the man is climbing up the hill the whole time. He's on the side going up.
Yeah.
So at some point in time, as you are ascending this height, right, that's equivalent to a mountain, right, you're going to get to a point where you're going to stop and you're going to wonder, what are you supposed to do? Are you going to turn around and look back, right? See how far you've come, right, and how hard that's been? Or are you going to look forward and see how much is left and what's the potential for, like, the hard shit that you're going to run into? At some point, you have to decide, is it going to be easier to turn around and go back and say screw it, or is it going to be easier to keep forging forward because you have less mountain to climb up than mountain to go down, right?
Oh, yeah. And the issue is, sometimes you can't go back.
And that's what I was going to say.
Can't go back.
Sometimes, some scenarios, you literally can't turn around.
You got no choice.
You don't have a choice but to lace up your bootstraps.
You got
to
finish.
And keep climbing.
That's what doers do.
Right.
And that's the difference between doers and dreamers.
That's right.
The doers took the dream, took the hooks, forged through it, and got to the end.
They don't stop when it gets rough.
That's just going to be rough.
They make it through the turbulence and the boat rocking.
Can't tell you, business owner, who has not ever said these words, it got hard sometimes.
And sometimes it was hard for a long time.
I'm listening to people talk about they bet the house and the farm, as the old folks say, and they lost that too.
I mean, even when you're in the shape where you didn't bet the house and or the farm, it's still hard because you see so much stuff flying out the window that you're like, I could have.
And a lot of people who are in that dreamer state, they will not play the bad scenario.
Oh, and that's the point of you dreaming. Like with you dreaming, you're not going to play devil's advocate to yourself of your own dream. That's the whole point. Nobody fantasizes about a business and they don't fantasize a fairy tale end, right? Nobody does that. You're going to fantasize your fairy tale ending. Nobody's going to sit up here and fantasize about a business and give it a nightmare ending where it fails.
Nobody
dreams. Who's going to do that?
You basically said nobody dreams of failure.
Exactly.
Because why would you dream that?
That's dumb.
Exactly. You're dreaming of being a good person, a good business, a profitable business.
You sitting up here dreaming about, I thought about this. This is wonderful. This is going to take off. This many people or this area, they're going to love this. It's going to catch on fire in a literal sense.
You built it and they will.
Figurative sense, not literal. It's going to, you know, sweep the nation. It's going to become viral. Everybody's going to understand it out the gate. And then I'm going to go to this. And then I'm going to do this. I'm going to add this and I'm going to venture out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody talking about, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to hear crickets.
I ain't going to sell one item.
nobody's saying that at all, y'all. Seriously.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to, in the dream space, nobody wants to tell themselves the what ifs.
Mm-hmm. What negative ifs.
Because most what ifs is, it ain't what if I get rich. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
what if I die trying?
Yeah. It's get rich or die trying. It wasn't get rich and then get richer.
No, like, yeah.
You know, nobody gives himself the bad part about it.
What if I get rich and lose all my money? No.
What if I did this and nothing happens?
You're like, what if I win the lottery? I'm going to take the money. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to buy my mama a house. I'm going to buy me the truck.
You know, say, what if I win a lottery and I get on drugs and just throw all my money away?
What if I win the lottery and I realize I threw my ticket away?
Ain't nobody doing that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, but that's what we're, like I say, and what we have just running through for you all, for people who are dreamers, this is what we want y'all to understand. It's all right to dream, but it's better to do.
Yep.
Now, listen, we've talked about a lot of issues that come along with being a doer. You got to find, if you're going to start a business, you got to find some money.
You sure do.
You got to do your research. You got to understand.
Have a little plan. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to have you some plans. And you got to have your backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need a backup to the backup to the backup to the backup plan.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to go through all of them.
Listen. If we honestly tell y'all the scenarios from this real estate adventure that we've been on, we are at situationship number 548.
Yeah.
And y'all are like, wait a minute. This did what? Yeah. No.
You wouldn't even believe it. It would probably be so discouraging.
Oh, yeah.
People would be like, I'm not doing it.
But that's what we say when we talk about when doers asking for the smoke.
Yeah.
The smoke doesn't have a limit on the possibilities of fucking you over.
No, listen. The smoke not going to let you determine how thick or thin that plume is.
You just got to get through it.
Yeah, you just got to hang on tight and get through it.
Because even like if we go back to the peril side, we can sit there and tell y'all we went through the pricing issues.
Yeah.
The MOQ issues.
Postage issues.
Exactly. Like we had to determine, did we want to pass down cost to the consumer or do you eat it?
Yeah, right.
That's just one situation.
Yeah, that's just one. That happened early on.
That one situation can bankrupt businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Them dreamers didn't dream about how much the post office going to charge.
No.
The dreamer like, shit, I'm shipping this all over the world.
Exactly.
It's going from here to Timbuktu. Man, you know how much that postage was to Timbuktu?
More than the price of the garment.
Exactly.
If your customer sees that postage as an add-on based on that address, right? They might abandon cart, right? Right. But if you, as the business, right, you consume that cost for the customer, you get that completed cart action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Now you go to mail it, right?
Yes.
And now you out of money because the postage costs more than the product.
Just think about this. How many businesses can stay in business if they are negative
every time
they ship a product?
No, because at that point, you're giving away your money.
You give
Which is not the point of a business.
You gave away three things: product, the money, and your time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's expensive.
That's a lot. I don't have time for that. Then all it equates to no profit.
How you stand? You ain't making no money.
Yeah, no profit. Up here, you got a hobby.
You stepping on folk talk. You stepping on folks' feet. You stepping on folks' dreams. You stepping on folks' nightmares. You stepping on folks' galaxy.
My man,
on a whole constellation.
I tell the truth. I tend to do that often. More often than not.
Not that you did for real. And that is what does not happen in the dreaming phase. The truth comes in when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that truth hurts.
It does.
It's going to hit you.
It does.
It's going to two-piece and a biscuit you.
That's true.
And you got to figure out, what do I do now?
Right.
And we've said, sometimes you just too far. You can't
give up now.
Going back is not an
option. I can't give up now.
It's not an
option. Turn around and go back. I'm stuck. Wait a minute. I'm stuck with a bill.
You ever had a bill and it sounded like this and you opened it up? Money. The bill talked to you. That's how big the bill is. The bill, when you slice open the envelope, the bill says, I told you to pay.
Yeah, it sounds real horrific.
Bill told Freddie, bitch, I'm the nightmare.
Okay, yeah. Or you get a glimpse of that bill at 6 in the morning because you done signed up for USPS informed delivery. So you saw it in your email.
Your whole day ruined.
And don't let the mail be late or the mail just simply didn't come. Now I got a problem. Now I'm having a nightmare at night. I'm done.
You have a nightmare.
All day.
The next night, the next day, mm-hmm. the next week, the next month, next year.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm done.
You mad because it's 2027. But you've been pissed off since 2022.
Mad over this bill because I turned around.
Ms. Park, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Give something for the dreamers. Besides, come get that Legacy Greater Than Me sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the website, folks. Give them a little something to help them out.
You know, talking about legacy within our community is just a huge topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big topic. Everybody seems to toss their phrase or their verbiage or their word around for convenience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in order to secure that whole legacy component, you're going to have to decide at the beginning if you're going to be a dreamer or a doer. Only one way there.
Catch y'all next time.